Now, the weather coming up in a couple of minutes. First, Marcus Evans is back with me, who is the managing director of his IT company, which is soon to set up again in Essex.
Well, we've got a headquarters in London. The company's called Nutbourne. But actually, we've got a Chelmsford office as well. So in some ways, it's going to be easier. And also, as you mentioned earlier, working from home is quite a positive move if you can get away with it.
Yeah, and why not? Absolutely, why not? Right, well, we've found all about you before, Marcus. So let's do some of the stories you've picked out in the papers. Shall we start with yesterday's storm, of which apparently we've got a little bit of it left? Although it looks quite nice today, it has to be said.
Well, it was a very changeable weekend anyway. I was down visiting my family in Margate. My parents rented a cottage, which my whole family went down to. And on the Saturday morning, it was about 25 degrees. It was almost like Thailand out there. Although, you know, I don't think anyone's ever compared Margate to Thailand before.
Well, it was always a first, Marcus. Always a first.
Yeah. I like to be a trendsetter. Then it really picked up, and it was sort of 30, 40 mile an hour winds. The sea was just coming over the top and hitting the road, and it was kind of one of those days you like to spend inside.
Yeah. Well, it cleared up sort of in the afternoon, so then you could go back on the beach.
It was really variable, and then the evening was quite bad as well, and my sister was actually out camping, so that was amusing for everyone except for her, I imagine.
That wasn't very clever considering the weather forecast, was it?
Well, you can't plan these things in advance, I guess.
Okay, well, let's go to something more serious, and I'm lost for words. Not often happens, but what is going on in the world at the moment? Iraq, of course, very much in the papers over the weekend. There were some horrific pictures of mass graves of young children, 4 or 5 years old, being shoveled into graves. Now, whether those are genuine pictures or whether they're being put out as propaganda, I don't suppose we'll know for a while. But something pretty traumatic and pretty appalling is going on. And it all seems to be, I can't surely in the 21st century be because of people's differing religious beliefs. I mean, for goodness sake.
Well, I mean, I think actually that is a large part of it. And what we're seeing in sort of Iraq is actually a continuation of the Blair policy in terms of years ago now going in. Yeah. And then Syria itself, you know, that's been rumbling on for a couple of years. And I think people like to look at these things in isolation. But actually, if you look at the Islamic State, as it's now calling itself, or ISIS, it is sort of trying to take the whole region across, and it's got areas in Syria and Iraq, and it's become sort of pan-national in how it's going, and they're very, very intolerant. So these Yazidis are being sort of kicked out of their homes or having the option of being executed, which isn't really an option at all.
Or converting to the religion that they... and it's nothing new, is it? I mean, this has been going on for thousands... Ever since religion became a part of the human's life, they've already, you know, either you believe what I believe or we can't get on.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you go back to the Roman period, you had Christians in the Colosseum being given to lions. So, I mean, it's unfortunately one of these things that has rumbled on, and in some ways we might be blessed in the West with the fact that religion does seem to have taken a downturn. It means that maybe there's less religious violence.
Some people might disagree with you, of course. There'll be lots of churches on the phone saying, oh, we're filled up every week, there's lots of people coming in here, and there's, in some ways, there is an emergence of various religions, new religions as well, but none of them, if they look back in their pasts, you know, in the various times about 500 years ago, if you weren't admitting to being a Christian, all sorts of things could happen to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Crusades are a great example of that, aren't they? They basically, a group of white Christians went over to the Middle East and decided what they're going to do is carve themselves a state for 100 years and made four areas completely under their control, butchering, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. So,
in a way, it's in reverse what's happening now.
Yeah, it is somewhat, and some of it could be that the Muslim religion is so much younger than Christianity in terms of it's sort of 600, 700, 800 years younger. But I also think, you know, it's difficult always to work out people's rationale for doing these things, and there's always, you know, the religious motive, but then there's other motives
as well.
You
see, maybe 800 years ago you could forgive people for not actually understanding very much about what was out there. Today, I mean, religion does have a real problem with science.
Yeah, and in a lot of places they don't teach it at all. So if you don't teach it, then people don't know about it, so you don't have to then worry about the questions because, you know, so, for example, there's places in America who don't teach creatorism, which, you know, I think you should, even if you believe something different, you should know all the aspects of the science as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets very confusing. I've been looking through the papers. I usually like to find some funny things, and I can't find anything really entertainingly silly today in the paper. Baroness Varsi says that the Tories can't win the election unless they appeal more to ethnic minorities. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a difficult one because, you know, having Worsley in the sort of cabinet was great for Cameron because, you know, he had his first Muslim lady in the cabinet and he could point, well, the Tories are being progressive and, you know, we're actually not just representing white men who went to Eton and Oxbridge. Unfortunately, that sort of has all spilled over somewhat in recent conflicts. I think they're gonna struggle in terms of ethnic minorities. I think they really need to change some of their demographic appeal if they want to get a majority, certainly.
Marcus, thank you very much indeed for coming in, and we'll talk to you again. And what are you going to do? You've got the week off now, so you're not going to have to twiddle any...
No, I've got the week off. I'm going to be doing some writing. I'm planning on writing a short story every day. I released a book recently, which you can find on Amazon under Marcus Evans, but everyone enjoys a brief plug when they can get it.
And where can people read your blog about your illness?
So that's at www.splenicklymphoma.com. But for those people who can't spell that, which is me before I got it, feel free to go on Google and write Marcus Evans lymphoma, and then the blog will come up and you'll be able to find it.
Good to talk. Marcus, thank you very much indeed. The weather, interesting today, to say the